Tom Kissingberry here. Nah, I'm just kidding. We don't have Tom Kissingberry money. It's just me, Peter Howard, and Jake Anderson meeting at the Dynasty Crossroads once a week for 30 minutes to talk about one player at a time. We look at the film with Jake, we talk about the analytics with me, and we try to come to a consensus. We do have a pretty cool theme song, though.
Peter crunches numbers and Jake just grinds that tape.
Let the games begin. Passed out, all my friends went and passed out. So much for the night. Last round for AM lovers. Oh, that's how I come alive. I'm gonna be a people person in a room of people, people. I'ma keep on running this shit. Let the games begin. A people person in a room of people, people. I'ma be the kid for the win. Let the games begin.
Welcome, everybody. It is Dynasty Game Night Season 3. Yay. All right, there was some, there you go. Yay. I thought I was by myself. I am Russ Fisher, your new host. This is my show now. But unfortunately, we still have John and Matt here also. So first, welcome, everybody. Dynasty Game Night, member of the DLF family of podcasts. Yeah, no, I got nothing. Our guest today, I was hoping something clever would come along and nothing happened. It's fine. Our guest today, Mr. Nathan Powell. Say hi to everybody.
Hello, friends. It's always a privilege to join the podcast that ripped off my idea of the Dynasty OG Game Master.
I believe you were on episode one, and now you're on episode one of season three, spouting the same nonsense, Nathan.
Nathan, how many times have you been on now? Are you number one, I think?
He's got to be.
I mean, it's either me or Ryan, which it's very upsetting that when during the Tournament of Champions, Matt just happened to be talking to Ryan on the phone, and that's why Ryan got the honorary invite and not that, myself.
Matt did a whole lot of dirty stuff. He didn't play a name game during my semifinal. I mean...
Listen, you're all about the finding the loopholes, John, so I had to, you know, follow suit and make you proud.
I don't find loopholes. I play within the rules, Matt.
I think I played within the rules.
I think you did, too.
Well, this is Dynasty Game Night. Rules are subjective, we'll call them.
It's true.
All right.
Especially when you have Nathan come on and judge a trade game.
Oh, my heavens.
I haven't been invited back for those purposes yet.
Still hurts my neck. All right, what do we have tonight, Russ?
I was about to say, I don't know what you're talking about, so I'm just going to keep going. Usually, the host will come in and say, hey, we have three games. They'll list the games and let someone choose. But you're in my world now, so I'm not telling you what games we're playing, and I'm just going to tell you as we go. So first, since this is my show, name game. Matt, stop walking away. What are you doing? Come on.
I had to turn my light on. It's
Matt's
cool.
Got a nice Crossroads shirt on there.
DLF Family Podcasts.
Yeah.
So our first name game for all you out there, just in case you know, you have an overall clue, a theme, let's call it. And each time you'll get a clue and a division and position for an NFL player. And you have to sort of morph the two together to make one cohesive word. You'll find out as you go. These three guys know the game, so we'll just get started. Our first theme.
Will we get answers from us tonight, Russ?
You'll get some answers.
Is it all movie quote themed?
There are zero movie references in this one. Because I was just tired of hearing your crap.
I'm in good shape then.
By crap, you mean fair. The dead air from me and Matt when we were trying to answer them last season.
From everyone. Watch some movies. Play some video games. I mean, really. Okay, well, as I was saying.
We got him tilted to start. All right, perfect.
Apparently it's just not that hard.
He's going to skip right to all of the creative license ones, I'm pretty sure.
I don't think I have any. All right. Well, the first theme, the Muppets universe.
Oh, my God.
So this is both Muppets and Sesame Street.
Okay.
Big you guys bird. Are shaking your head. You're going to tell me you don't know the Muppets.
Well, Nathan and I don't have kids, so
my kids don't watch either.
I mean,
never watched
but
those.
I did teach kindergarten.
Nathan might have the upper hand. Did you guys have the little? The last thing I remember about the Muppets was when I was in like kindergarten. I think we had some little Muppet stuffed animals, like in the room that had letters on them. I think
I liked the Muppet Babies cartoon when I was a kid.
That was a great.
I think you're ahead of me.
Do you just not have pop culture in Ohio, wherever you are, John? Is that what this is?
No, I just the Muppets were
besides The Office.
I was never a big fan of the Muppets.
That's the
least fun attraction at Disney as well.
I heard John is actually afraid of puppets.
That would explain a lot, actually.
Like fun fact, I have a fear of mascots. I don't do mascots. Like
so,
Chuck E. Cheese.
So that mascot show on Netflix that's like a horror. That's in the horror genre for you.
Oh, I would not. I would never watch that show.
To self, I ever meet Nathan, I'm showing up in a mascot costume.
Me too.
This is great.
He'll probably just mistake you for a furry. Okay, first clue. Yes, AFC South tight end and a frog who says it isn't easy being green.
John.
Go for it.
Delaney Walk Hermit, the frog.
Yes, sir.
Nice.
Oh,
did we go over the scoring system?
I was about to say, yeah, we didn't go over it before. If you get the answer right away, like John just did, 3 points. One clue, 2 points. Two clues, 1 point. And if I have to start like narrowing it down after that, we go to the imaginary points. But John gets 3 points. Next. Big Bird's imaginary mammoth-like pet and AFC North running back.
Matt.
John. Ooh.
Wow.
Snuffleupagus Gus Edwards.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
That made me happy.
I'm going to have to go back to the playback there to...
Oh, no, I heard that. You got it. Don't start.
Dang it. All right, fine.
All right, third clue. Blue superhero monster and NFC East tight end.
Okay. Nathan? NFC
yep.
East tight end, right?
Don't do it. You're going to fall for it.
I don't know. What?
Go for it, Nathan.
I know that. Okay. We're going to start with Grover.
John. Nope, John. John.
I knew it.
John.
Go ahead, man.
Grover Vernon Davis.
Yep.
Oh, damn.
Thank
it.
Thank you for telling me Grover.
Seriously, man.
I thought you were gonna try to do the thing that some people do and go Groverts.
Groverts. Zach Groverts.
Groverts, comma. Yeah.
All right, so technically that is another 3 points for John.
Boo.
Technically.
Almost
begrudgingly, it sounds like.
I mean, you pretty much got half the answer.
Well, I didn't know the Muppet.
One and a half.
We're just going to move on.
That's my bad.
Next clue. Pastry addicted blue monster and NFC East wide receiver.
Matt.
John. Oh, man.
Cookie Monster, Sterling Shepard.
You guys were complaining so hard when I brought up this theme.
This
and
is
you guys,
killing me.
We don't even need to edit any.
I figured you'd
space.
Be going like some deep cut characters, like.
I have an alternative answer to that one.
Like, wait, what was he right?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Cookie Monster, Sterling Shepard.
Well, the correct answer is actually Cookie Monster, Terry McCorn. No.
That could have worked as well, but
Scary Terry.
I also made this before he was a thing. I made this. You said, hey, Russ, you're going to host Dynasty Game Night. So I just went right literally to make name games because that's kind of what I do. And I made this.
Fun.
So that was, what, at least June-ish?
Damn, Matt, you have sniped me like so close on both of those.
Whatever. Play better, John.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Play
all right,
better,
so
Nathan.
Far, since we're, you know, we have Smack
all,
Talk
Nathan.
Going. Oh, hey, he tried.
Give the answers
it's
to John.
It's not whether
Nathan.
You win or lose. It's how hard you try. And he tried pretty hard on that one.
He did.
All right, so score so far. Matt, 6. John, 6. Nathan, he's trying. Next clue. Beaker's lab partner and AFC North running back. No, oh, wait,
I know. I know who Beaker is. That was one of the Muppets that I could immediately identify.
See, no, okay, I screwed up because this is. And it's AFC South now. Beaker's lab apartment and AFC South running back.
AFC South running back.
That's what happens when you do things too long away in today's NFL.
Are you going to be taking the full name for the assistant lab worker?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Who got traded from the AFC North to the AFC South? Okay.
Yeah, I realize that's a bit of a clue, but I won't.
Yeah, that's that's a really nice clue.
Yeah.
Okay. Still doesn't help me.
I mean, if you don't know this,
I want the team. I think.
You ready for a clue? All right.
Sure.
Texans.
Oh, duh, Matt.
Mm-hmm.
Bunsen Honey Duke Johnson.
Mm-hmm. Professor Bunsen Honeydew.
I do recognize that name, Bunsen Honeydew. I have heard that before.
That's because it's a real character that has been around for 50-ish years. Yeah. All right, next clue. Gonzo's chicken friend and AFC South running back.
AFC South?
Yep.
I'm going to take a stab.
Can we get a clue on the...
Matt. Go for it.
Camille Lamar Miller.
That's it.
That's a creative
Camilla place. And Lamar? That's the same La.
La. It's the same La.
Don't try and blame the game on this one, Nathan.
I mean, I wouldn't have gotten it. I don't know who Camilla is.
Seriously, just...
She was a chicken.
Yeah. Just go watch some Muppets or some Sesame Street, man. Learn something.
Muppets Take Manhattan is actually really good movie, Nathan.
Almost most of the Muppet movies are fantastic.
Whatever the most recent one was not my favorite, but the rest of them were good.
Is that the Jason Segel one?
There was
one?
A sequel to it. Mm. It was like Tina Fey or I Muppets Most Wanted. I haven't seen that one.
This is way too much Muppets talk.
It's the Muppets cast brought to you by Dynasty League Football.
Such haters. All right, last clue. Okay?
They're definitely Waldorf and whatever the other guy's name
Statler.
Is. Statler.
Oh, well, this game's over if this is the last clue. Matt's got this one.
Yeah, but we're still going to do it anyway.
Let's do it.
Sassy, lust-filled prawn and NFC South running back.
I have no idea what that means.
Say it one more time.
Sassy, lust-filled prawn. An NFC South running back.
John.
Go.
You said NFC South?
Yep.
Miss Pig Ito Smith.
That's not a prawn, John.
Oh, I just heard Sassy Lustfield and thought, isn't that Miss Piggy? Okay.
Matt. Pepe Ezekiel Elliott?
That's NFC East.
Oh, you said South. Duh. All right, Nathan. You better get this.
Well, he gave you.
Clues.
That is the correct name of the character. How about that?
Yeah. Okay. No, I mean, I don't even need that clue. What's NFC South running back? Okay. I don't even. I mean, Pepe Alvin Kamara?
Pepe Alvin? A Al?
Is it Pepe or Pepe Le Pew? Like,
no.
His name is Pepe.
Just Pepe.
Just Pepe.
Just Pepe. Okay.
Technically, his name is Pepe Le Prong.
Okay, so
but
we've all guessed now.
Left that part out.
I have no idea. And you said NFC South?
NFC South.
Why is this so hard?
I don't know.
John, Peyton Barber.
That's it is, Peyton
Barber. Ah, nice.
Okay.
All right, just because it doesn't
matter
anymore, I'll give you two
Doesn't
points.
Matter. Good job for Matt.
Thanks for showing up.
Matt gets the game.
All right, so final score. Matt gets 11. John gets 8. Nathan He still tried a little bit. All right, our next game. It's another name game. My World Now. You ready for this theme?
Probably not.
Kickers.
Oh, fuck.
This is either going to be the most downloaded episode ever or the least download episode ever. This is
either way, I call it a
boom
victory.
Boom or bust episode.
Kickers. All right. Kickers. Like NFL kickers?
NFL kickers. They matter, apparently.
Okay.
Connor Barth.
Derek Carley Lloyd.
Oh, wait, that's the wrong football.
That's a quarterback.
All right, here we go. First clue. AFC East kicker and an NFC West wide receiver.
NFC West?
AFC East kicker and NFC West wide receiver.
West wide receiver.
I only know one AFC East wide kicker. NFC West wide receiver.
See, I love it because John does thinking faces, and it makes me feel good about my games when he has to sit there, like, begrudgingly trying to figure it out.
Yeah, I know one AFC East kicker as well, and I can't match it with anything.
I think we're probably all in a similar boat here.
If you have the one AFC East kicker you should know, here's your first clue. That's the right guy.
Okay. So, NFC West wide receiver, okay.
Oh, I got it. Nathan. Steven Gostkowski, yes. Sean Johnson.
Oh,
well done,
nice.
Sir. Well done.
Nice. All
right. Who is even... It's. I can do this. Thicken, right? The Jets kicker, Thicken.
Yep. Yep. Who's the Bills? Who's the Bills?
I'm going to shut up.
You money.
Thicken?
I'm going to shut up.
Thicken? Like,
I do this all the time. I just want to play the game, but then I give everybody else clues.
Come on. The Bills. No, Steve Hauschka.
Yeah, come on, John.
Hauschka? Okay.
Oh, that's not
the only reason I know that is because he was Seattle's kicker for a while.
And also because it's not he's not an answer in this game.
Obviously not.
So yeah, I said that out loud, and I'm like, oh, crap. Oh, okay. All right, next clue. NFC South kicker and AFC West tight end. Oh, shit.
NFC South kicker and AFC West tight end. Hold on.
Okay. Recently IR'd NFC South kicker.
Even better, it's a kicker I care even less about.
Recently IR'd God. NFC South kicker?
I told you, I made these kind of a little long ago.
So now we have to look for a, we have to think of a kicker that's not
he's
even
he's a very well-known kicker.
Okay.
NFC recently IR'd NFC South kicker and AFC West tight end.
Oh, okay. Oh, Matt, I got it.
Go.
Graham Gano, J. Howard.
That OJ Howard's in the
it's
NFC.
It's NFC
South.
West.
AFC West?
Oh, God damn it. I got to Gano and I got excited. Well, I gave you guys another half an answer.
AFC West tight end.
Yes. No, yeah, I definitely got the division.
Oh, John.
Go.
Graham Ganoa Fant?
Yep.
Well done.
All right. Thanks, Matt.
You're all welcome. Right.
Begrudgingly 3 points.
Woo!
Third clue. NFC South kicker and AFC East wide receiver.
Is it Graham Ganoa again?
What was the second part? Sorry.
It is NFC South kicker and AFC East wide receiver. Yes, and every kicker is Graham Gano, by the way.
That's the one that I know. AFC East wide receiver. Hmm. Hmm.
I don't know any more NFC South kickers.
Oh, I know one.
Matt.
I was about to say, he's been around.
Matt. Yeah. Matt Bryantonio Brown.
Yep.
Is he still in the
Antonio Brown?
Did he come back?
Yeah, he came back. He signed.
Did he come back?
Signed with Atlanta. That's actually my kicker on the my original redraft league. We picked him up the day he got signed. Good job, Matt.
All right. So everyone has points. How about that? Matt 3, John 3, Nathan 2. Next clue. Let's just keep.
Wait, hold on. Hold on. We didn't ask for that clue.
Then why did I write 2?
Give him 3. Who cares?
Two and an imaginary one.
Well, because you did give us the clue, we just didn't ask for it.
You kind of asked for it.
3-3-3. We're all good.
3-3-3.
Yeah. Let's give Nathan a fighting chance. Come on.
I mean, you guys are pretty much out of kickers, you know, anyway, and I still got 4 more clues left, so.
I know Steven Hauschka now.
That won't help. AFC West kicker and NFC South wide receiver.
Oh, wait, hold on.
NFC South wide receiver. God, I don't even watch it when they show kickers on TV. I guess I should have. Ooh, hold on. I feel like I should know that guy's name because he's a high school. He is a pretty high scoring one.
This is painful.
I have 0 leagues with kickers.
I still have 2.
What's the you said NFC South wide receiver?
Correct.
John.
Go.
Harrison? But Curtis Samuel?
Yeah.
Yes!
Well done, sir.
Woo!
Butker.
Oh, I could not remember his first name for the life of me. Ooh, Harrison. All right.
All right, all right, all right. Another AFC West kicker and an AFC North wide receiver.
AFC North. John.
Go.
Josh Lambeau Del Beckham.
Yeah, it is.
Who does Josh Lambeau?
Chargers, yeah. I hope.
No.
Yes.
Not. That's. He's not the Chargers kicker.
Wasn't he? Isn't he?
No.
What team is he on
Michael
now?
Badgley or whatever his name
is.
Oh,
it's Badgley season. That's true. I have seen that on Twitter.
I don't think there is a Lambeau in the NFL right now. But
there
is. But we know what you meant because you wrote it a long time ago.
There absolutely is.
There's no Lambo in the league right now. Oh, wait.
There was.
There
Josh
absolutely
maybe
is.
There is. But he's not for the Chargers. It's Michael Badgley. And then the backup guy.
Oh, I think he's on the
terrible.
Jaguars now.
No, that's where he started. He started with the Jaguars, I think. No, that was...
We're having cook kicker arguments
Ban
right now, you guys.
Kickers. Ban kickers.
Anyway.
He's on Jacksonville. No, Josh Lambo's on Jacksonville.
Okay.
Okay.
I say we
well,
throw that one
okay.
out. I'm just saying.
Nah, we're good.
Erroneous.
We don't need 3 points.
We'll see what happens.
I'm giving him the points. Because it's my game, and I said so. All
How many
right.
more kickers do we have?
Also, I hope you have Michael Badgley somewhere in there. Just
obviously not.
Weirdly enough, there is nobody in the NFL with the first name Lee.
Lee Evans.
Right? That's the only thing I go to, and he is not in the league anymore.
Ezekiel Elliott.
Yep, Lee Ezekiel Elliott. Or Lee Tosmith. Those are the go-tos.
I try and avoid that, even though I just did Lambeau Del Beckham.
And RIP to all the Andrew Luck
Mandrews
name games.
It's all right. We still have Andy Dalton.
We still have Andy Dalton, yeah.
All right, 2 left. Another AFC West kicker. No, we, did we just do this one?
Do you want to double check?
We've
do
done.
You want to double check to make sure he's still a kicker there?
There's right? only two left, and I only know the name of one of them.
Okay, these are still right. AFC South kicker and NFC South tight end.
Those are both South, you said?
AFC South kicker.
Wait, NFC South.
NFC South tight end.
I got it. Nathan. Adam Vinatieri and Thomas.
It. That's what it is.
Wow.
Vinatieri.
That was
Thomas.
An impressive
wow.
one. Like, that wasn't even the easiest one of the night. That was maybe one of the harder ones of the
you
night.
You really could have gone with Terry McLaurin there.
Well, no, this is what gave it away, is he had to check because Vinatieri said he was going to retire on Sunday and then decided not to.
I was going
to
ask if he was.
That is absolutely not at all what went through my head. So I have no idea how you got that from that. It was because I literally screwed up last round that I wanted to make sure I wasn't screwing up again.
Nathan, his side gig is Zoltar.
I just want to be big.
I don't know what that means, but sure.
God damn it, Nathan.
Did you...
I have seen the movie Big. I actually like that movie.
Is there more kickers? Or are we moving?
Am I winning?
One more.
One
What's
more.
Happening, host? You need to pull this together.
9-6-3, Nathan.
Yep. It is.
You have 9?
Yep.
With your bullshit fake points?
Yeah.
Exactly.
All of his fake points.
Listen, mister, you should have 2, but they rallied to give you 3.
Oh, that's right.
No, I would have 5, not
I just 6. Meant for that first play. All right, last.
All right, let's move along.
Last kicker clue. NFC Thank West God. Wide receiver and NFC Ooh. South kicker.
What was the division on the kicker?
NFC.
Or, I mean, conference?
NFC West wide receiver and NFC South kicker.
NFC South kicker is the end.
Now, okay, I will say.
Was that one that the Bucks drafted, Nathan? Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
I've heard this kicker's first name
it's not him, though.
Pronounced different ways, so this might be a little bit of poetic license to it. But
what? The two kickers in the NFC South left have very basic last names. I mean, first names.
Let me make sure he's still the freaking kicker.
South kicker.
I mean, the two that are left are very basic. First
well, the one of there's actually only one left, right? Because one of them is
no, there's two.
Yeah, but one of them was taken by Graham Gano.
Okay. No, I gave you the wrong.
No, there's two left.
We've got an edit.
Start over. He is because I gave you. It's an NFC West wide receiver and NFC East kicker. Because I'm an idiot.
Okay.
Hey, it's still preseason for the Dynasty Game Night podcast too.
Obviously.
Jeez, NFC geez. West wide receiver and NFC East kicker.
I have no idea why I put South. Because oh, I see why kicker. I put South because I'm an idiot.
Is his name South?
No, but if you want to, he is playing a team from the NFC South, and I found his name on a fantasy in a fantasy league. So I just took the wrong team name.
Well, I'm ready for a clue whenever.
I know what team the kicker plays for now.
There's your clue.
But I don't know who. Oh, I got it. What's
Do it, Nathan.
Okay, it's NFC West wide receiver and NFC
East kicker.
Can I get the NFC East team?
Yes.
I thought you just said you knew it.
Yeah.
No, I agree. Give us the team.
I know the kicker. I don't know the team.
What?
I mean, I know the kicker. I don't know the wide receiver.
Oh, so you want the wide receiver team?
Wide receiver team. Yeah.
Wide receiver team. Yes.
Arizona.
Yes. This is only worth 2 points now, right?
Yep. So okay. John wins.
Oh, so I just blew it anyways.
Thanks, Nathan.
You're welcome.
Matt.
Go.
Larry Fitzgeraldrick Rosas.
I've heard it say Aldrich. That's why I said that I'm not sure how to really say it.
Larry Fitzgeraldrick Rosas. Okay.
Yeah, it could be. I don't know. There's the other Aldrich Robinson, right, is Aldrich.
So
maybe he's actually Aldrich. Who knows?
I don't know. I think that's fine. I think that's fine.
Did I just tie John?
No.
No. You tied me.
No.
No.
He lost by one to you. Unless
Matt
we give
has
you
five.
One.
God damn it, Nathan! You screwed nine. Me over.
Nathan has six.
I don't think I was confirmed like, that I was looking for a clue.
If you want to go,
fine.
Full.
Give Matt 3 points for that one. He didn't want the clue, so give him 3 points. Doesn't matter.
It matters because now for both games, you're tied at 17. State capitals.
Oh, no.
And I'm going to put it out there now. I did not do any of the super easy ones because Montgomery and Jackson are both capitals, and I did not do that. So it's not just like David Montgomery as an answer. They're actual full before and after game answers.
Yeah.
Is the clue going to be the state or like the region?
State. Oh, I didn't want to make it that difficult.
The region.
Yeah.
Southwestern capital.
NFC West running back and Nevada.
NFC West running back. John.
Go.
Maybe. Chris Carson City?
Yep.
Well done, sir.
Next clue. Buried on the depth chart, AFC South wide receiver and Connecticut.
AFC what?
Buried on
John,
the depth.
John.
Go.
Penny Hartford.
That's it.
I am so upset that I missed a Penny Hart question right now. I got
so
Hartford
I got
immediately and then immediately forgot what division it was.
Hartford is the capital of Tennessee?
Connecticut.
Connecticut?
Oh, I thought you guys said Tennessee.
No, the capital of Tennessee is Chattanooga.
Knoxville.
Okay.
No, shh.
It's not on there anyway, John.
I knew it wasn't.
Dawson, Knoxville.
Oh, that would have been a good one.
That would have been good.
It's also not the capital of Tennessee.
That's
so
true.
I don't know what you guys are all so upset about.
It's Nashville, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Shout out Travis May.
Moving on. North Dakota and AFC North running back.
Wait, say it again.
North Dakota.
It's Nathan. Bismarck Ingram.
Bismarck Ingram. That's it.
Nice.
Wow. Nice job, Nathan.
I love how every time I get one right, like Matt's like, "Holy moly, it's a miracle!"
Well, no, because the ones you're like, you completely blow the easy ones, like that are like the most obvious answers. Either, and all of a sudden you bust out with Bismarck.
Who's our North Dakotan? Is that Tim? Is that Timmer?
No, he's from Montana.
Montana. Ah, they're all the same. All the same.
Dan is from South Dakota.
Oh.
It's just South Canada. Come on.
Ooh, brutal.
Moving on before someone gets mad. Minnesota and NFC East wide receiver.
The division again?
NFC East.
John.
Go.
St. Paul Richardson?
Yep. All right, so there are two clues left, which means Nathan has to get them both without any clues.
Matt, feel free to chime in.
Really bad. If I remember right, when Katie hosted one of these capital ones, I did terrible too. I don't know why.
I don't know. The capitals seem to be stuck in the back of my head somewhere.
I actually thought that was Minneapolis, and then I was like, oh yeah, it's Minneapolis, St. Paul. Which one is it? And then, yeah, it was too late at that point.
AFC East running back and Pennsylvania.
AFC East running back and pencil.
Matt.
Go.
Damian Harrisburg.
That's it.
Yes. Good job, Matt.
Oh, wait. Did I just ruin Nathan's chance
yes,
to win?
Yes. Good
you
job,
did.
Matt.
I can't. I also can't win.
Correct. But you.
Why am I even still in the game then?
Who
cares?
I tried to hint that to you at the beginning. But
I was clearly not paying attention.
That's right. You play to win the clue.
Sorry, Nathan.
Playoffs. Talking about playoffs, just trying to win a game.
Last clue of the night.
This one's worth 8 points.
NFC East. This one is worth 8 points. NFC East wide receiver and Indiana.
Ooh. I feel like that, they have a weird capital name.
No, they really
don't. Okay.
They really don't.
What's the division?
NFC East wide receiver.
NFC East.
Is Indianapolis their capital?
That's what I think.
God,
dude.
All right, I'm going to say John then.
Yeah.
Terry McLaren, Indianapolis.
Oh, my God. I didn't use Terry McLaren. Get over it.
That's why I wanted to put it in there. Because it's right. It
fits. Well, that was actually going to be my guess. Yeah, so let's go back to the drawing board.
Let's see. Oh,
I don't know why I'm confused.
John Deshaun Jackson, Indianapolis. No, that doesn't work.
No.
And also, you're out. So stop guessing.
What am I, an amateur? Fine. Making that bad of a name game clue? Come on.
Because I got 3 points to go with Terry McLaren, Indianapolis.
Three.
I'm trying to give
points.
You this
Good
one,
you.
Nathan.
What's that?
I'll take them.
I mean, it doesn't matter. I've already lost, but I'm trying to think of it.
I'm gonna donate 3 points to you. So there's a new. You're gonna phone a friend. Except for I'm already on the phone with you. I'm just gonna ship 3 points.
You ready for a clue?
Do the Giants even have any receivers?
If you take
left?
A clue, he can't win.
Well, that's why
can't win sure anyway.
Win no matter what.
When I give him 3 points, he can.
Same freaking okay. team.
As the guy I said before.
What was?
Wait, which same freak? No, which same freaking team?
I believe it's McLaren.
They don't have any wide receivers. We've already said Paul Richardson. We said Terry McLaurin. There's nothing with he left.
That's all of them. Oh, I know. Duh, Matt. Trey Quinn, Indianapolis.
First of all, how do you have a name game?
Indianapolis.
Oh, it's, with two Washington Redskins wide receivers.
I was rolling
Scott
really
Ryan
good with Chris Carson City,
Trey Quinn.
And then it got a lot harder after that.
That was good. I like that.
Yeah.
Well, good John job. Is our winner for the night, winning two games.
Tallahassee, Ezekiel Elliott.
Ooh. I'm pretty sure he and I tied that second one, but I'll give it to him.
Look, I'm the real winner here because I just got to do a full three-name game episode of Dynasty Game Night.
You know what, Russ? I think actually our listeners are the big winners tonight.
That wraps it up for season three. So tune in next year, guys.
It can't go up or down from here. This is it.
The real winners are the friends we made along the way.
Now I'm still trying to think of other capitals. There's got to be something to do with I don't know.
I mean, if Pierre Garcon was in, Pierre.
Yeah. Yeah.
Little Rock Hudson. Rock Thomas.
Ooh, Rock Thomas. Is he still on a team technically?
Is he still? Yeah. I thought of that, but just didn't use it.
I can't think of a lot of capitals. Oh, well.
I used to be able to sing the Animaniacs song, and that's how I got through school, having to name
it. Maybe that's why it's still stuck in the back of my head a little bit.
Could you do the food additive song? That's the one I like.
No, but I used to be able to do the entire countries of the world.
Wow.
I could still do most of it.
Let's hear it.
United States, Canada, Mexico, Panama, Haiti, Jamaica, Peru, Republic of Dominican, Cuba, Caribbean, Greenland, El Salvador, too, Puerto Rico, Colombia, Venezuela, Honduras, Guyana, and still. Then... Nope, that's it.
All right, so we got you.
Costa Rica, Belize, Nicaragua, Bermuda, Bahamas, I'm going to say one. And I'm just mumbling now because I don't know the rest of the words of the song.
Very nice.
That's really good.
Woo, woo.
All right.
Nathan, give us your information so Russ can get us out of here.
All right.
Well, that's it for Dynasty Game Night, episode one, season three. Best or worst episode ever. I don't
know. Best episode of the season.
Damn straight. Well, I guess you guys goes first. Nathan, give us all your info again.
Make sure to tune in to the Dynasty Tradecast each week with Dan Sanyo, my partner in crime. Lots of fun going on during the season there. And make sure to check out the Devy Stock Market on DynastyLeagueFootball.com. Comes out every Friday. Break down the guys going up and down in Devy Fantasy Football.
All right. Thank you for stopping by. And I almost called you Jonathan. John.
Oof. That would be incorrect.
Yeah, I know. And it would just feel weird. John.
Yeah.
Tell everybody who you are.
Just John. I am John. I'm the champion of tonight, finally. I get to take down Matt. Matt looks disappointed. He doesn't care. All right, you can follow me on Twitter. I am at EmpireFFL. You can follow Matt at MPricer. You can follow Russ at RussFisherFF. That's just F-I-S-H-E-R. No C in the middle of that name, so... Thanks for tuning in, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
When all your podcasts seem to be the same info on repeat, and the Josh Gordon talk, well, it melts into one giant bleed. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night. We'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night. Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night. Guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. Can this really be free? Dynasty Game Night. Game Night. The other Dynasty guys, will they come on to play fake news? And John's name game, well, it's impossible without six clues. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah, you'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night. We'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night. Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night. Guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. With the dummies. Dynasty Game Night. Game Night. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night. We'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night. Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night. Guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. Can all this really be free? Dynasty Game Night. Game Night.